From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush telephoned John Kerry tonight after the Massachusetts senator racked up a string of Super Tuesday primary victories. With Senator John Edwards expected to drop out of the race tomorrow, the general election campaign will begin, and there are still 9 months before Election Day in November. Joining us now to look ahead to that very long campaign is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. And, Don, we're actually going to see the campaign on television pretty soon, I guess.
We will. We are going to see the first of the Bush-Cheney 04 campaign ads going up starting on Thursday of this week. These will be national ads, Robert, but they will not be on the traditional TV networks. They're going to be mostly on cable. They're spending about $4.5 million, so it's the first big ad expenditure out of that $140 million that the president has raised so far. And we will see these ads on the cable news networks, on Fox News, on CNN, on MSNBC, on CNBC, but there'll be a lot of it targeted towards sports. Fox Sports will get a lot of this money. There'll be Bush-Cheney ads on NASCAR races and other sporting events. Also, they're really targeting these things. Look for these ads to show up on the History Channel and on the Golf Channel.
The wisdom here seems to be that Republican voters watch cable. They watch less over-the-air television than Democratic voters.
That's exactly the sense, and they feel this is they're going to get a lot of bang for the buck, that they're really targeting in toward those voters who pay close attention to this, but who are also, they think, more likely to support the president.
How would you describe what the president and Vice President Cheney's message is likely to be in these ads and in the campaign in general?
In these early days, look for these ads to be very positive. They are going to focus on a president who, the ads will say, has provided steady leadership in trying times. They'll show him as a war president. They'll show him making tough decisions in the wake of 9/11. And they really are kind of image-building ads. As one campaign official put it, the Democrats have been defining President Bush for months now. It's time now to correct that picture and put out that positive image. Then, as time goes on, look for them to put out what we can call attack ads, really focusing on the record of John Kerry and focusing on the choice.
And talking about the more gentle tenor of the times now, that phone call from the president to Senator Kerry, which I don't think he acknowledged, that Senator Kerry acknowledged in his victory speech this evening, very unusual phone call of congratulations.
Absolutely, at this stage of the game. And again, it's kind of a message being sent to the Democrats. We've been watching, you've had your time, but now the battle is joined. It will become a two-way conversation from here on out, the president versus Mr. Kerry.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.